Podcast Ranger.
Welcome everyone to episode 100 of Extra Extra Cast Ranger.
Aren't you guys glad that we decided to make a separate news show and not just have both the news and the show in the same fucking episode?
It's been 100 plus weeks since we decided that maybe some people care about spoilers. And also at the same time, fuck them, because we put this out anyway.
And Gar was going nuts when he was just a fan listening to the show, because he fucking hated hearing the news and the show.
And now he's in every episode anyway!
Oh my god! You heard it here, folks. Dreams do come true.
By the way, Gar's here after 2 weeks of being somewhere.
Gar. No one can hear you wave, Gar!
You idiot.
Autogar must be somewhere. We went searching. 10 points for anyone who knows the song.
Oh, sorry, I forgot to put Gar's emotion chip in. Hang on a second.
Oh, Gar's cricket sword is outside. We can't hear.
Right, you're good. Okay, take it up, take it up.
Do you want to run in a stream?
Gar's an android.
Well, it's good to see that someone who hasn't been here for 2 weeks is finally back.
Oh,
Gar,
sorry.
We're glad to have you back after two weeks.
Oh, sorry, that was the murder
chip.
Victim emotion chip. I gotta put in the news show.
You got a murder
chip.
Victim
there
chip?
There you go.
You got a murder victim chip?
Lane?
Yeah. You have a murder victim chip?
Yeah.
I'll take that.
Okay.
Thank you. Not on you.
That doesn't sound like a murder victim chip.
Sounds like
a different kind of victim chip.
Yeah. Say
it.
By the way, Sal's here!
What? I am.
No, you're not.
No.
No, I'm not.
By the way, Noble's here!
No, I'm not.
By the way, Emily's here!
I am.
I mean, figuratively, Emily is.
By the way, I'm here! This bit has been sucked dry.
I'm not.
Lane's not here.
Yeah,
okay.
No.
I don't understand.
We are all holograms.
Holograms?
Holograms.
Okay. News!
We're all hard light constructs.
Ooh. Time for news
go,
that
go
is.
Go see Star Wars Last Jedi in theaters December 15th.
Or as someone in our Discord chat seems to have misheard, time for nudes!
No,
well,
thank
if you.
If
you insist.
Again?
How many calendars must we make?
Kamen Rider Climax Fighters, the game that was announced last week, has been confirmed that it will be releasing in Southeast Asian countries in... English!
Yeah, so we're getting an English version of the game. Fantastic.
So I saw a tweet about this the other day that, no, it's getting a Chinese subtitled release.
Yeah.
I haven't heard anything proper about a actual English subtitled release.
Well, yeah, like, the menus will be in English and all the Japanese dialogue will be subtitled. I know this is a thing
okay.
Because I've played Chinese games that were in English before.
And they released a trailer of it in English.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And it even has like an English logo.
Okay.
So I have already created a Hong Kong PSN account, which by the way, the Hong Kong PSN and also Philippines, I think, their PSN is in English, so if you create an account there, you can buy games there.
I learned that about Hong Kong from like one of my coworkers that Hong Kong's like its own separate thing from China.
It is.
I did
it's
not
weird.
Know that.
Hong Kong and mainland China.
That's weird.
I went to mainland China.
Wow.
And Taiwan.
Yeah, apparently Hong Kong's a really like stuck up place.
Yeah. So I've already created my Hong Kong PSN account. There's no actual confirmation, but I'm hoping the game will be available to download.
Can
so
you just say Hong Kong
it.
One more time?
Hong Kong.
Thank you.
Why?
I just wanted to hear it because you said it like four
Are
times.
Are you the immortal Iron Fist protector of Kung Lung?
Yes.
I don't get it.
So what size are
I'll
you?
I'll acclaim when you're older.
16.
Why are you asking that now?
He's staring right at him.
Okay.
15.
Climax Fighters will feature 4-player matches between teams of 2 along with 1-on-1 battles. So far, the 19 title Heisei Riders have been confirmed.
You know what? I remember seeing like a GIF or something. It was a clip from the game or something somewhere, but it showed like Genmu coming out of his continue pipe. So
awesome.
Like,
is
yeah.
that going to be one of his attacks?
I think so.
That's cool.
Oh, I think I've seen the thing you're talking about, because isn't Build in the game too?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, of course Build's in the game.
Yeah. Yeah, because the thing I saw was he comes out of his continue pipe, Build is in Gorilla Diamond, throws a diamond, and he lands in the pipe.
Yep.
So he can't continue because he's stuck in the pipe.
Yeah, so the game is being released not only in Japan, but in Taiwan, China, Korea, and just general Southeast Asia. And on, as we mentioned last week, it will have online battling. So if this game does come out in English, we could see potential first signs of Kamen Rider fighting games being a thing here in the West.
I'm gonna learn how to play Kamen Rider Drive so well.
So as
you could learn to play Kamen Rider Deckard and be able to play everyone.
Ooh,
well, only the
probably
first
only the yeah.
Yeah,
probably
mostly,
that.
Yeah.
And then we're going over to our second article here. We have a bunch of information regarding some different features that are in the game.
Now, if you play... Actually, Noble, to counteract your point, if you play Kamen Rider 15, then you'd be everybody.
No, then you're still only the first 15.
Yeah.
That's the point of the Riders! There's a limit! Anyways, so...
Until we get Kamen Rider Infinite... Well...
Not Ghost Sword Edition.
Kamen Rider Next Decade, like I've been saying.
Yep.
Yeah.
Happen.
Okay, so, details regarding the game. The listed modes it's got here. Game point, Kamen Rider techniques. Become stronger by mastering the individual techniques of each rider.
So practice.
Up to four players battle at once.
Pretty self-explanatory.
Including locally on a single PlayStation, which means we can do four-player battles here.
Yep.
That sounds cool.
We're going to do that on the Cast Ranger YouTube
channel.
Do
they only have
Pixie Studios live
for four players?
Say,
is
let's say we
two
did.
V2?
We don't.
Okay, guys. One at a time.
I didn't hear.
Okay.
What were you saying, Noble?
For four players, is it only 2v2, or is it like a battle royale mode?
I don't know.
I think you can do
that.
Four
would be
players.
Great. Just a,
I'm,
just
I'm sure they've got a four-player battle better. Royale. Why wouldn't they? If you're fighting with a rider that can use form change, there are also riders with form changes that can only be activated during a special move, so just like Climax Heroes.
Okay, sorry. Gar, what were you going to say?
Never mind. Jokes, then.
Okay.
There's going to be an online lobby where people can fight each other, and they use the masks of their favorite rider as their avatars.
Oh, that's cool.
There's a premium sound version. That's about it for that. So yes, December 7th. Excited. Everyone go create a Hong Kong PSN account, hoping that we can actually download it instead of importing it.
Yep.
Say, let's say we did and don't.
Or we could do it and you could sit in your room.
That is
maybe
also
I will.
Speaking of Kamen Rider video games, I'm not sure if we talked about it previously, but...
We did, we just never saw the video.
So now we have the video from Kamen Rider Ganda Rising of Night Rogue's Henshin.
Oh, okay, Gar doesn't,
yeah,
Gar doesn't
cool.
want to watch it because he doesn't want to be spoiled.
Okay, close your eyes, I guess.
Yeah, we're gonna play it. Senor Editor Man, put it in! Alright, so, that's apparently Night Rogue's Henshin.
Pretty cool.
And the reason I wanted Noble to be on this week is he has realized exactly what that is on his forehead.
So, Night Rogue is a, for all intents and purposes, a walking steam creator.
An engine.
Smoke. So, when I was watching episode 2, I was like... Man, that unicorn horn is really, really, really jarring. It almost looks like a... Oh, it's a smokestack.
Oh, okay, that actually...
Yeah.
Yes.
Yep.
It looks like a smokestack.
And I'm pretty sure that firework that came out at the end of his henshin comes out of that stack.
Yeah.
I kind of like it a lot more now. I was on the side of, I don't mind it, but now that I've understood that it's a smokestack,
it
fits the motif pretty well.
It doesn't bother me as much anymore.
Guys, it looked like a smokestack.
Well, none of us are... We're all stupid.
You guys were all complaining, oh, stupid horn, stupid horn. Who cares?
I really like the bad guy.
The horn will be gone.
I would have preferred it if the visor was solid instead of seeing the eyes underneath. I think that kind of ruins it.
Yeah,
the eyes make
the
sense.
It makes him look like a lower grade minion.
No, it makes him look more human, if you think of it that way.
But he's not supposed to look human.
No, but we're supposed to... We're going to eventually have sympathy for him being...
Yeah, but then he'll get a Kamen Rider form. It's Chaser 2.
Chaser 2... Night Rogue Boogaloo.
Chaser 2, Steamy Boogaloo.
We don't know what Night Rogue's deal is, but we'll find out eventually.
Yeah.
I have a whole theory about it that I will get into when we actually talk about the episode proper.
Okay. All I know is he has a name that sounds like a DC OC.
Bat Rogue.
Kind of does. And they all call him Batman.
Yeah. Well, technically they're calling him Kumori no Otoko, Kumori no Otoko, which does translate to Batman, but you get it.
Next.
Remember how we talked about...
I mean, it's hard, not to be associated with Batman when you have a giant bat on your chest.
Yeah. Remember how we talked about how you can purchase Banjo-Kazooie's stupid dirty hobo shirt?
Oh, no. God, is there more now?
There's more!
Oh, no.
Premium Bandai released information on their line of fashion taken straight from scenes of Kamen Rider Build, available for pre-order.
So now you can get Sento's physics watch.
For 86,400 yen.
Oh, cool, and his outfit. That's awesome.
That's $800?!
It's premium Bandai. Look.
That can't be right!
It's a prop replica.
The watch is worth more than his fucking trench coat, which is $32,400. That's $300!
Each. Have you ever seen, like, what real watches cost?
That looks nothing like a real watch!
Well, maybe it is. It just
watches are expensive, Michi.
Because of, like, their small, intricate parts.
Oh my god, there's a build tie.
Ryuk?
I'd also like to let it be known that as soon as you said Banjo-Kazooie, I fucking lost it.
Oh, dude, I'm gonna be calling him Kazooie the whole show. It's literally on all my notes.
No.
Oh, here. At least Ryuga's dirty shirt is at a less disgusting price of only $64.
But that's a disgusting
shirt.
It
has his actual sweat on it.
He'll spit on every one.
He'll blow his nose on every single one.
They throw a thing of mud.
Sorry.
Just like a...
Just on the set for episode one. Here's a white shirt. Go jump in that puddle.
Yeah.
Okay, do it. Okay, here.
It's like a tour.
Here's another white shirt. Go jump in the puddle.
It's just like a tour. Okay. Everyone's given white shirts at the start, and they're like, oh, well, these are nice. What are these for? And then they just toss everyone in the muck.
Yeah.
Other items from this fashion line include a set of pins representing the three fictional cities, which is priced at 1836 yen, a build-themed necktie for 4860 yen, and t-shirts with art of build across the front for 4212 yen.
It says, are you ready?
Oh, it does?
Yeah.
It says, are you ready?
Cool.
Right there.
Right there.
Oh, man, that is
and
cool.
And it's using the fucking copyright R, or registered trademark. That's funny.
If it was, I would be making a full circle.
You ready for merchandise?
So many of these items are available for pre-order. Some of them will not be opened up for pre-order until later this month. So, yeah, if you feel like I can't even come up with decent commentary. This is just flooring.
That, or it's just that boring.
Yeah. Boring and flooring. Next!
Okay.
Oh, no, here he is!
You don't need a fucking screen.
Thank you, Crunchman, for being the first to tell me about this. Kamen Rider Brave Legacy Gamer Level 100 SH Figure Arts.
Yes.
It's not Laser Level 3. But motherfucker, I will take it!
He's coming soon.
It's also fitting that we're talking about a level 100 form on episode 100.
Oh my god! I didn't know this!
That's the title of the
episode.
Quick,
we need to make the next one episode 3!
No.
sorry.
That's the title of the episode. 100 for 100.
Yeah,
there you go. No, it's a very pretty figure.
You said it wasn't accurate?
No. That was Ichi was commenting on a custom.
Oh no,
legacy.
Yeah. Someone on Twitter, and I'll send the editor the picture. Actually, did a mod of a Brave Legacy Gamer level 100 figure that included the waist cloak from True Brave, but like colored blue and given more metallic blue paint. And honestly, it's fucking badass. I would love to have that figure,
so
but I will settle for this.
Okay.
Oh my god! Just this one shot of him doing that pose where he imitates Blade's Lightning Sonic, which is the attack he did in episode 2. Oh, that fucking image is so good.
Yeah.
I have already pre-ordered this figure.
Christ, I've never seen you so excited over something.
And
ever.
This is nothing compared to if they actually put out Laser Level 3.
They have to, right? At some point?
I'd like to think so.
He's going to be the very last one. That
I mean, even I wasn't this excited when Renewal Decade was announced.
A lot of people have been saying that apparently there were some problems with the Gashikan sword that came with the Brave Level 2 figure, and apparently this figure does not have the same problem. So, glad I didn't waste money on the Level 2 figure.
Well, what was the problem?
I don't know in detail, but someone in the comments can probably tell
probably
us.
Probably something about it being loose when you go to switch it.
Maybe. So yes.
Yeah, P-Band I will release Laser Level 3 after Kiba.
Yeah. Toei, once again, if you're listening, put out Laser Level 3. I will pay whatever price you put on it.
We know you are.
And listening. Kiba. And yeah. Kiba.
So this figure stands 145 millimeters tall, comes with a Gashikan sword and a replacement blade, which is probably the fire one. Actually, yeah, I think, because I'm looking at it, I think it comes with different blades where it's the same on both sides, which is great.
No, a highly articulated figure that has...
It's more articulated than the
blades?
Actual show.
Womp womp.
You sure about that?
Because it was... Anyways, the premium Bandai web exclusive figure costs 64.80 yen and is set for a March release. I have to wait till March.
Oh, well, you can save your money.
And announced at the exact same time as the figure I was screaming over is one Lane was screaming over.
Oh, baby! So we're getting Colorado Amazon Alpha blind version.
Season 2 version.
Yeah, so it's him with the battle damage on his armor and the beautiful fucking silver eye, compound eyes, and just, oh my god.
I wish they did shot-for-shot comparisons with the Season 1 Amazon.
Yeah.
I'm sure
I misread the thing you sent me, so it was like Brave Level 100, blind Affleck. What?
No, the label I put on that article was
blind Affleck.
Blind Affleck yourself.
I don't get it.
Because in our chat we were talking about this figure, and Goldcaster, our editor, decided to correct me on the spelling of Alpha, because technically the form is spelled A-L-F-A, apparently, instead of the actual spelling of Alpha, and my response was, Al-fack yourself.
So Alpha comes with, like, an Amazon heart. God, I keep wanting to call him Sigma for some reason.
Because of the eyes.
Same body.
In the helmet.
Yeah.
Yeah, he comes
same
with
same mentality.
He comes with a Reaper soul that you can eat.
Yes.
Amazon Alpha.
I mean, you
no.
can.
I thought you said that you could eat, and I was just thinking, like, that's a bad idea.
I mentioned this on Enter the Amazons, but, like, I was so fucking afraid that, like, with, like, the new Omega figure art or something, it was gonna, like, come with just a head. But then, it makes sense that it was gonna be an entirely new figure because he has, like, battle damage on him and stuff. So.
I have to say,
until I see Season 1 comparison shots.
So just look up an image of Season 1. I have to say, I am genuinely surprised that they did this, because they did put out the blind Alpha head with a different figure.
That was
the real action hero.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was the real action hero.
So this item stands 150 millimeters tall, comes with the heart, a violent slash effect part, and interchangeable hands. Premium Bandai, 59.40 yen, February release. So yours is cheaper, and it comes a month sooner. taller.
That moment when there's 8 figure arts from Kamen Rider.
Which is weird.
What's that?
They put up figures for everyone in Amazons, but still no Laser. So, as people may or may not have known, this week, September 13th, was Kaiza Day.
This video is now dated.
Well, it comes.
I mean,
out
it was going to be dated based on the news we were talking about too.
So they put out images on Kaiza Day as well as a promotional video confirming that yes. The Kaiza Gear CSM will, in fact, come with the Blade Gun. So we have official images of the Kaiza Gear set, which comes with the driver, the phone, the Blade Gun, the pointer, and the camera, which surprised me.
Oh,
yeah.
I mean, he did have that in his arsenal.
I don't remember him having that.
Yeah.
He had that.
Yeah. I'm not saying you're wrong, I'm just saying I don't remember it. But then
God, it's like one-to-one scale... Blade Gun too, and it's fucking just wow.
Thanks, Time Machine Labs.
I mean, Kaiza was my favorite rider in Fies, so.
I remember you tried to sell me your figure of Kaiza back at like one of the Anime Norths.
I watched a video someone put out of the CSM stuff, and like while it's in the belt, if you push like the trigger that it uses in its gun mode, it has like battle dialogue from Kaiza, like battle grunts and like him saying henshin and shit.
Did you watch the video of him actually using all the stuff?
Yeah.
It was awesome.
That was great.
Yeah. God, his smile's so creepy.
So, here's the kicker. The CSM Kaiza Gear, March 2018 release, 4 48,600 yen, so it's gonna be well over $500 before it gets in anyone's hands here.
Hey, Ichi, doesn't it make you cringe that the watch is more expensive than this?
Can you say that you're crossed about this?
Oh,
get it, because the sword looks like an X.
Yeah, I got
it's the
it.
The keyblade.
I always like to imagine it's a 4.
It's
an upside down 4. Anyone who only wants the belt can get that version for 17,280 yen. So that's a bit more swallowable.
So it's all because of the replica sword.
Sword.
The most likely, yeah.
It's a sword.
It's also a gun. It's a blade gun. Blade gun.
I used to have the original kind.
Just like Blade Buckle.
Nice.
Why?
No.
Why did I say why?
Anyway, next. Haruka Suenaga from Bokenger has announced her pregnancy.
Oh, no. My cousin's having another kid, too.
Oh, come on, Iki. Really?
Truly living up to her title of The Deep Adventure.
God.
I'm sorry. So
On Monday,
Suenaga revealed that she is already 7 months along and will be having a boy with her husband, Hiroshi Izumi.
You don't say.
Izumi is a Japanese judoka, which is a judo martial artist, as well as a mixed martial artist famous for his unexpected win at Dynamite 2009.
She is my favorite Pink Ranger in Super Sentai history.
So their child is expected to be born around mid-December.
Congrats.
Congratulations.
So we got a reveal for SIC Karin or Gaim Kachidoki arms. So
or is
Raven?
Or especially since he's an SIC, we can probably actually call this one Kachibroki arms,
actually,
like we have been.
That's really nice.
Raven.
That's really nice.
He's doing one of two things, watching his daughter or doing some work at a store in Woodbridge.
All right, baby.
Responsibilities.
Okay, so Tamashii Nation's 2017 show exclusive, as it stands. No details about the accessories included with it, and we only have the one small teaser image. At the show, it's available for 9,500 yen. It will also likely be available as a lucky draw item on Tamashii's web shop later. More information to follow. That looks real good.
All I can say is, proud of myself for that.
You should be lame.
Next.
I'm not.
Oh, jeez. Okay.
No, let's
sell.
Yeah,
and it's exclusive.
Sell wanted
to
talk about this one.
Okay. So, this year at New York Comic Con, guess what we're getting? Pop vinyls of the Dragon Zord.
And my God, is that awful looking. It's so fat.
I love
it. Fat.
Have you seen pops?
Really?
No, but like
condensed.
But at least the Comic-Con Megazord pop looked like the Megazord.
I don't know.
That's awful. Look how awful that is.
Wayne, but here's the thing. Your opinion doesn't matter because you like the burger more.
You look at him and it makes
that will never be gone,
Wayne. He's going to walk into the room and be like, "Hi guys."
Hi guys, you want a hug?
I don't know. I admit it doesn't look as good as
tell
it could
me,
have.
Tell me he wouldn't walk in the room and be like, "Hi guys."
Can we be honest? Did the Dragon Zord really look that good? But
yes.
No, it didn't. It always had those weird teeth.
There's the black and gold one.
Anyways, yeah. So they're releasing three things. They're releasing the regular silver Megazord, Dragon Zord. Sorry, the black and gold version, which neat. They're also releasing a glow-in-the-dark Green Ranger.
For some reason.
Because the Green Ranger definitely was radioactive.
Yeah! Oh.
Go back to the Dragon Zord pop, please.
Welcome to
Dragon Zord pop.
Ways.
Okay, so there's the Dragon Zord pop, Ichi. That's the Megazord pop.
Do you know what
it
is? It
looks equally stupid.
Do you know what it is?
This one looks
no, guys,
bad.
Guys.
What?
It's Mecha Chubzilla.
What?
Mega what?
Chubzilla.
Oh, Chubzilla.
Chubzilla.
Do you know what it is, though? I understand why this doesn't look as good as the Megazord.
Because of the head.
It's the teeth.
Yeah.
The Megazord has, like, the faceplate, so it doesn't, like, have as much expression. This thing's derpy as all hell.
Yep.
Yeah,
I am curious about the tail.
I agree that it's the teeth that makes him look like he's going to say, "Hey, guys."
We can see the tail. You can see the tail. You can see the tail on the side.
I can't do the voice like Ichi can. He did the perfect derpy Dragon Sword voice.
Hi, guys.
So apparently the black and gold version is Toei Tokyo exclusive, meaning if you're not in New York City, you're shit out of luck.
Yeah. Which, I've said, I want the Dragon Sword just as a completionist sort of thing, because I've got all the other ones. like, when I say I didn't get, like, the GameStop exclusive ones or, like, the... I just want...
I have all the ones that matter.
No, no, I have just want the regular set. I don't need
to get I have every single Lionsgate Power Rangers pop vinyl, and I'm super proud
of it.
You got
the cool one, actually. You got the Rita and Zordon one.
Yeah, that was... I died when I found it.
Dopey Dragon in our Discord chat says that the Dragonzord pop looks like Chomper from Land Before Time.
It does!
Oh my God! It does! Yay! The thing about pop vinyls is you have to get over the super deformed proportions.
I refuse.
Overall.
That's why
I mean, if you like the pop vinyls in particular.
Sure. See, this is what you do now. Now you take the Dragonzord pop and you get custom painted to look like Chomper.
There you go.
I'll just, like, chop him so he's purple.
I'm surprised that they did the...
Mecha Chomper.
I'm surprised they did the black and gold, though, because they haven't done that for any of the other ones.
I'm sorry, but, like, I
there, someone put the image up.
It looks like him.
I'm just imagining, like, Land Before Time 27 Mecha Chomper.
Oh, oh, no, here comes Chomper.
Go to the Green Ranger for a second. I guess it just all glows in the dark.
Yep.
I guess.
Yeah,
oh,
I think,
man, this Green Ranger's camel towing hard.
Really?
Yes.
Really? That's where you go with it?
Oh, that means it's going to be that weird, ugly...
Editor, zoom into the crotch! Zoom in again! Zoom in once more!
Zoom it in half!
Now you see the single pixel of Ranger's crotch! You're welcome!
What'd you say, Link?
Bibbidi-bop!
I don't remember.
About the glow-in-the-dark.
Oh, yeah, it's one of that awful glow-in-the-dark, like, green.
You guys want to hear something funny?
Hmm?
About, like, this
no,
is just...
No, I can't laugh.
Well,
I'm
not
no!
Funny, interesting, and just weird.
Funny weird, not funny haha.
So I collect pop vinyls, right?
Oh my
no!
God!
And
that's news.
Turns out I have one of the top 10 rarest pop vinyls in existence.
Oh,
so does Lane.
Do you? Which one?
Pinkcaster.
Oh yeah.
No, for real. I have a HMV, so that should tip you off first of all.
Yeah.
Exclusive White Walker that glows in the dark. You look online, that thing goes for like $500 now.
It's all white.
When I was at Fan Expo, I said, "Oh my God, this is really worth this much?" He's like, "Yeah." I'm like, "Oh, sweet, I got one of these." And he kind of had this like look on his face. Yeah, but it has to be the glow in the dark one. That's the one I have. Oh.
I miss
man.
HMV.
Yeah.
Me too.
So
actually, fuck you.
Yeah. So no, actually, it was weird. Just because I just like when I got it, it was like normal pop price, like $15.99, right? So.
That's a sound investment.
Yeah.
There you go.
So, yeah. But now I will change my name to Green Ranger's Camel Toe.
Caster.
All right.
You look at it.
Moving on from grotesque derpy while attempting to be cute.
My goodness.
SH Monster.
On to more grotesque and derpy trying to be cute.
Space Godzilla and Little Godzilla special color version.
I swear, we talked about this on Ultra Ranger.
Oh, you did?
Yes.
We talked about this on Ultra Ranger.
Okay, it's not Ultraman, so I didn't expect you to.
No, we're just going to skim over the kaiju.
Okay, Ichi, we're the Ultraman Godzilla kaiju podcast.
Did you not listen to the beginning of episode 15 of Ultra Ranger?
No!
Where we talk about Ultraman's past, present, future, Godzilla, and all kaiju
Star,
in between.
He doesn't listen to our
I
show.
I just said no, and you decided to try to keep on convincing me if
it's
I've
called
done a
self-promotion.
Thing or not. That's your job, to promote your show!
Isn't that...
Go
anyway,
watch Ultra Ranger!
What we're just doing.
Skipping past this, Godzilla Humidifier!
Oh
we also talked
about
this!
Skipping past
that! No, we're not skipping past a goddamn Godzilla Humidifier! What the fuck?
Yeah, you can't go past that. It's adorable. Look at him!
And it has a blue light that emits, that lights from its mouth, so it looks like it's...
Oh
look, go
God.
Down!
Oh
go
my
down!
God.
It looks,
oh my God!
It looks like Little Ghoul from Beetleborgs with two glowing eyes in its mouth!
Oh my fuck.
Yeah.
I like his little ears.
I made the joke that it's paper.
The only thing that would make this thing
Fate
perfect...
Zilla!
No, I can't believe I didn't think about this when we were talking about this on Ultra Ranger, but...
It's because I wasn't there.
I would love if it just had a button where you just press on top of its head and it just goes... Apparently
it has,
does the Godzilla
apparently
roar.
Apparently it
amazing.
Does. Finally, it will also feature an iconic Godzilla roar whenever it activates.
Yeah!
Oh,
now you guys have to buy it.
No, oh, that's going to be like $500.
Is it?
That would be annoying to turn out the humidifier.
No, it will retail for $75.
Okay, then it'll be like $200 with middleman and shipping.
Not that much.
7,538 yen.
So that's like $80, maybe $100.
I never liked how big his ears were in this version.
Well, it's based on the Godzilla Mothra Battle for Earth.
In the middle of making a sandwich, or something, the humidifier turns on.
Can we just be honest? I'm more surprised this hasn't happened sooner.
Giant feet on it.
Yeah, there's lots of humidifiers in Japan. There's lots of Godzillas in Japan.
Did you pass me my Godzilla?
There was a, what was it, the Darth Vader Tomorrow humidifier? Godzilla. Remember that thing?
Can I create it?
I mean, nothing beats Derpzilla. Nothing beats that.
We are now sharing Popzilla.
Oh, no.
Anyways, it will release on November 17th to commemorate the three Godzilla animated films and will retail for $75.38 before shipping customs middleman.
Parent and classes have eggs. Emily and I have Godzilla.
Wait, what?
I'm sorry, that joke.
Official, Gar and Emily are parents.
What?
Of Godzilla?
Next!
Yes.
Well, that's okay then, I guess.
That explains the rude attitude.
No, even my coworkers said that.
And our last news story, appearing now on Japanese Netflix, and an old toku show called Chosei Kantai Caesar X.
What, you guys never heard the Chosei series?
That's a mouthful.
No.
You guys have never heard of the Chosei trilogy?
No.
These were really popular. These three
series. In Japan.
TV Nihon subbed them.
I don't watch everything TV Nihon subs.
These came out during, the middle of the Heisei era of Kamen Rider.
I didn't start watching Rider till 2008.
But no, this is... These shows...
I mean, it looks
cool.
These
shows are cool.
Sorry, but
it looks like they have very angry faces on their chests.
Like the Zoologist.
Yeah. So apparently this is the third series in Toho's Superstar God Trilogy, and it follows a band of warriors who've come from a dark future to thwart the efforts of the alien invasion before they have a chance to take over Earth.
Oh, so this is Toho's attempt at doing, a proper, Sentai Rider-ish, toku?
So it's the plot the Q-Ranger's doing right now.
Huh.
Interesting.
And then they had a movie where they all teamed up together.
Oh!
And let me remind you, there's roughly, 20 of them.
Here's the interesting part. A couple of people who star in it. Miura Ryosuke, a.k.a. Ankh.
Oh.
And Robert Baldwin, a.k.a. Kyoryu Saiyan.
Hey!
Oh. Now I'm interested.
Boken Silver. Oh, no, Kyoryu Saiyan, never mind. I thought you said Gurren.
Yeah. No, yeah.
Speaking of Netflix shows, go watch Final Fantasy 14.
14, Dad of Light.
Yes.
Dad of Light is the best.
Yeah. That's a real thing.
Don't watch it for the Final Fantasy aspect.
I mean, I am.
Watch it
for the dad aspect.
That.
I'm sorry.
And for the main
coming
actor.
Coming to Dream Daddy.
Go Say Red. Or Go Say Red.
Dream Daddy DLC for FF14.
Wait, no. Also, look at this one.
What were you saying about its star?
The main lead in the Final Fantasy 14 Dad of Light series was actually Gosei Red.
Which I didn't recognize because I didn't watch.
And his co-worker is from the Heisei era Gamera trilogy.
Cool. At all?
That's it. I stopped talking.
Oh, is that all the news?
That is all
the
news.
Not a lot of news for our 100th episode.
Wait, we need to make something flashy.
I made progress on the Cast Ranger game this past week.
I heard.
Congrats.
I'm really excited.
I'll make it flashy.
No.
Wrong show!
What happened?
I tried to morph and Gar stopped me.
Oh.
Anyway.
Got shot mid-henshin.
Just like, it's like that monster from Power Rangers Turbo who shoots you and then he steals your powers.
Here's some flashy news. Cell Knight killed a fucking clown.
Was it in the sewers after you sprayed it with your inhaler?
No, he was leaving a children's party, and in hindsight, I should have noticed that when he was taking his big shoes off, he wasn't a monster, but he was becoming one.
Yeah. We should have hit him with the crowbars that we found at Walmart.
We turned our phones into them.
It was a wonderful time. I think we're wanted for murder, though.
Editor, if you can, yeah. find...
No,
find
a, it was a... obviously the Joker, and he was having an evil plot.
Editor, if you can, find a gif of Pennywise dancing. Oh, it's so funny.
New one or...
Let him go.
His head being perfectly straight while his body's dancing is
he's
really
Pennywise
weird.
A chicken?
No, Pennywise is the
man. I heard from someone he does fucking Gundam style.
No.
I mean,
what?
He could turn
no, he did
into
that
a chicken.
In a meme.
No, but just, you know how chickens, their heads stay... can stay still while the rest of their body moves around.
So yeah. It's like the Mad Hatter dancing, the 2010 Alice.
No,
Wonderland.
No, that didn't happen.
Also, they can drown the themselves if they look up a rain.
It's like our
Ribbit friends taught me that.
Chickens can?
Yeah.
Anyway, we've elongated this far too long.
Chicken facts at the end of Cast Ranger.
We need this extra, extra episode to be 100 minutes.
It needs to be extra, extra long.
This is 69 minutes. Please tell me Cell isn't the only one that got that reference.
I got it. 60 minutes.
Shit.
Except it's the sex
number. I mean,
number.
Yeah, my parents watch that show every week.
Is it still
it's
going
still on?
Yes.
It's been on since the 30s,
my
hasn't it?
God.
It's been on for the last
they, like,
60 minutes.
They lost their oldest member, but...
I'm done, rather.
Yeah, they're still going.
How about we be rather done with this episode? Thanks for listening, everyone.
Okay, bye.
Sorry about that weird stuff.
Godzilla, you have anything to say?